Hope Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, a spooky adventure for D&D 5th edition. Episode 4, Like a Penguin with the Meat Shakes.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to Book Zombie Presents Curse of Strahd. We are back again, same gang as last time, so we haven't had any more people leave us this time. I am Chris Boxy. I'm Chris Book Zombie Hill.
Did you just call yourself Foxy?
No, I really didn't. I have never called myself that in my life. For obvious reasons. Oh, future editing me is loving this already. Hey, I'm Chris Book Zombie Hill. I'm your DM for this marvellous farrago. So quickly catch up on where we got last time. So in the last episode, we met the ghosts of the two children, proving once and for all that the people met outside were actually ghosts and not real. And finally found the way to the Ghosts of Children Past. Thanks, Jess. we finally found our way down to the previously missing basement. Unfortunately, at that point, a couple of our characters were entertainingly possessed by the two children's ghosts. And big kudos to the role-playing for Jay and Josh on that one. That led into you deciding to have a drag down knockout fight with the two ghosts, in which you just by the skin of your teeth escaped with your lives. You've had a little bit of recovery since then and spent a little bit of time exploring what looks like living quarters in the basement and found yourself some little bits of treasure. And that, I believe, was where we got to. So I will hand over to everyone to introduce themselves. And as usual, I'll do it in the order they've come up on my screen. So let's start with Caius.
Okay. I am Caius Wickersham, playing Darius Talvinar, human monk.
Monk? And you can...
Well, there's ectoplasm all over his fist from taking out two ghosts.
Such a hunk.
Yes. And okay, you can find me on D. Talvinar on Twitter.
Thank you. Penny. You're muted, dear. No, you're still muted.
Damn it. Hi.
That's enough introduction, just damn it.
I have a mute button that doesn't want to come off. And I'm playing Marmoset Quince, the human ranger.
Okay, thank you. Alton.
Hi, I'm Alton MacDonald, and I am playing Semyon Anatov, a half-elven paladin.
Well, I think that's maybe the first time you've actually said what your surname is.
Is it?
I don't think I knew what it was. Okay.
There you go.
Mr. MacDonald. Josh.
I'm Josh. I am playing... playing Aramon, the tiefling sorcerer.
Okay, thank you. And finally, Jane.
Hey, I am Jane, and I am playing Cathra Bitteraxe, the dwarven barbarian.
Thank you. Okay, so with Motley. So you were in the quarters. Just check everyone's logged into Roll 20 and can see where they are. Probably should check that before we start recording. But, Yay. See, I've worked how to do this now.
Yay! I thought all last week I was just being blind and not seeing where things were going off.
Okay, so you are in the quarters. So you can see that there is the set of stairs that you came down at the top of the room. And then there is another set of stairs to the right. And what are you all planning to do?
And just to recap, we have looked through everything in this like set of rooms that are connected to the central square, right? Like we've looked through all the chests that we could open. We've searched all the, like everything. Okay, good.
And we carefully didn't put anybody into the well.
No, tempting though it may have been.
Right.
It's actually, you call down the down the well, and you just hear in the background, hello, from Lena.
Oh no! Oh no!
So just shout out to Rick, who's missing
Rick,
us.
Rick is listening like, no, I shake my fist.
Okay, so where are you heading?
Towards the other set of stairs.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
really, are we?
Over this way, you mean?
That's where it's not the way we came.
We did do this to help a couple of kids that we now know are dead. So, whoops. I mean,
there's still a monster, though, and we can't let those run amok.
But it isn't running amok. It's in here. And it's been here for as long as those kids have been dead.
Maybe it's in here building power with those reminder cultists that appear to be singing and chanting constantly. Usually that means growing in power.
I've got to say, what sort of paladin are you?
Yes.
Pragmatic.
The one who's remembering everything that happened last session, perhaps. Which I feel. We can't just let this go unchecked. This is why I journey, is to destroy monsters.
I mean, remembering that you are all accidental companions. I mean, if anybody
doesn't want to, that's fine, but I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, Semyon, if you want to go off by yourself and leave, then nobody's going to stop you.
Neither is that pragmatic, so I guess I'm stuck.
Okay, so is that your correct order? Along there, so we've got Catherine at the front, and then
Marmoset likes to be at the back.
Yeah,
I'll probably be between Marmoset and Semyon.
Okay.
This is Marmoset. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Now I'm a lot swifter, so
to the back, yeah.
Okay, so you look down the corridor, you can see that there's a similar small set of steps moving, going on the right up towards another bend in the corridor, and then there's another corridor heading south for about 40 feet, and then you can see a set of stairs at the end of the corridor leading downwards.
Do we want to go down this longer hallway, or do we want to go through this bend over here? Any preference?
Let's go round the bend!
Yeah,
Can we figure out which way the noise is coming from?
Can we tell that at all? Or is it still just sort of general?
Well, as you head towards those stairs, the sound of chanting becomes slightly louder.
Okay. These stairs. Okay.
So off to the right.
Yeah, so
okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go this way. So I'll go here and I can see little bits, like kind of peek around this corner a little bit and see what I can see.
Okay. As you take another step forward, you can just hear that chanting get ever so slightly quieter again. But as you look, peer around the corner, you are looking into what appears to be a dining room.
Okay, and I don't see any movement or anything when I sort of glance.
Nothing that you can see at
the
moment.
Okay, well, all right, I think the chanting might be coming from that other one, but let's just make sure there's nothing in here.
Okay.
So I kind of step into the room and look around.
Okay. So once you're in the room, you can see that it is indeed some sort of dining hall. There is a plain wooden table with benches along the sides in the middle of the room. There are mouldy humanoid bones strewn in the dirt floor. Obviously, the remains of a sick banquet.
Ew.
Yummy.
You can see that there is an entrance going north, and you recognise the entrance going, not north, going top. I'm going to use top down, left and right, because it's easier. Towards the top is the corridor in which You had the final battle with Thorn, the young boy.
Ooh, right.
There is an alcove on the far right of the room, little alcove, and there is another doorway to the south.
Maybe we should look through these, see if there's anything useful in these remains. Armor, daggers, anything like that.
Okay. You want to give us an investigation roll, please?
The grossest investigation.
It's like the littlest hobo, but not.
Whoa. I rolled an 18.
Right.
All right.
You can just find that they're more elderly humanoid bones, but nothing else to speak of.
Okay.
What else are you doing?
Is there? Is the alcove empty?
Yeah, what's in here?
What's in here is a roll for initiative.
Oh.
Nailed it, kids.
Just move ourselves into the room.
Would you just move your character just out of the way, Cathra, so I can...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll totally move my character out of the way so you can bring whatever Eldritch horror you have planned.
Okay, so there is a creature. It is a strange creature that almost blends into the rock. And it is almost snake-like, but with the beak almost of some sort of animal in there. You're nodding, Jane, so I assume you know what this is.
I forget what they're called, but I've run them before. It's great.
And they have weird tentacles around the mouth that look almost like the tentacles of an octopus. So, yeah, somebody's science experiment went very badly wrong, obviously.
Indeed.
Story of this whole house. All right, well, luckily I started the battle and then rolled a 3 on my initiative. So, like, crushing it. Super crushing it.
Right, let me just bring up the initiative thingy. There we go. Then let's select the creature. Roll its initiative.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's the name. There we go.
Oh, yes, of course. I forget it tells you the name on here. So much for trying to preserve a sense of mystery about the whole thing.
Yeah. The way you can do that is just roll a d20 plus whatever their dex is and not use the actual, but it gets more complicated. Like, add
I'm not seeing names.
Are you not?
Where he rolled initiative, it says Grick underneath it.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing an overlap. The initiative is sitting on top of the word. That's weird. Okay.
Right. But you can stretch out the initiative thing to make it longer.
Yep.
That's everybody's run. Oh, Cathra. Okay, so Thorn, you get to go. Oh, no, sorry.
I'm seeing Grick. Thorn.
Yeah, sorry. It's probably just seen on my side because I've moved him out of
the. He's on the GM layer, only you can see him.
He's
on the turn order. Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6. That is everybody. Okay, so the Grick is going first, and as Cathra is directly in front, as is her wont.
I'm not even raging yet.
So the Grick starts with making an attack with tentacles.
A 12 does not hit, though.
12 is a miss. Yeah.
Barely, and I have a 13.
Yeah, lucky. Yes, so it's quite fun because it has multiple attacks, but the second attack only takes place if the first attack hits.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So you are safe for now, and it's over to Semuel.
It's me. Okay.
Dodging and diving.
I am going to charge forward, and I am going to get my character sheet up and do something useful, hopefully. Well,
this is Semyon. There's a first time for everything.
Yeah. Boy. is that useful? Is a 17 a useful strike?
Oh, let me bring up his... Yep, that is a hit.
For 10 bludgeoning damage.
Right.
Take that in your beak. Smack.
Put that in your beak and smoke it?
Absolutely.
Anything else?
No, I'm okay for the moment. I'm just standing ready.
Okay, so Marmoset, you're up.
Hey. Right. Now, let me just double check this thing, what I gave myself earlier, which is the Hunter's Mark. Apologies. I want it because, oh, I can't remember if I have to hit something before I can mark it as my quarry or...
Nope, you can mark it first. You can use a bonus action before you use your regular.
Okay, yes. Yep. It is. Right, I am marking it. This is now my quarry.
Mark the quarry.
Action.
Okay. Woo-hoo.
And I'm going to try and attack it with my longbow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have too many screens, so...
That was...
Come on. That was the nil.
11.
Oh, hang on a minute. No. No clever usage of advantage. So does an 11 hit?
An 11 does not hit, I'm afraid.
In which case, the Hunter's Mark thingy doesn't get to do anything because that only works if I've hit it.
I'm afraid so. Yep. So nothing.
But you still have it for next turn.
Yes.
Okay. Eremon. Yep. Eremon. Sorry, I keep mispronouncing that. Apologies.
That's okay. I'm going to. Let's see, in spells, what do I have? Not going to do that. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and cast Firebolt at the creature.
That is very definitely a hit.
Yes, it is. And then 9 damage.
Okay. Right, so... That is you. Darius, you're up.
Okay, now I can move into Cathar's space and make an attack and move out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, can I check? This is probably a question for Jane, as she seems to have the most off the top of her head expertise on this. I kind of think I let you get away with something slightly in the last thing, and I want to check because I couldn't get a definitive ruling anywhere on this. Mm-hmm. If you move into the space... take a shot or whatever, and then move out again in the same turn, does that give the other character an opportunity attack?
I would say, I would say yes. Mm.
But only if you move out of its reach.
Right.
Yes.
But I will say they only get one reaction.
Yeah.
So if multiple people are doing that, only one's going to get it. Yeah. But the question is if you could just be here and attack him.
Mm.
But you'd still be in range of their attack. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, it was fine. I kind of realized afterwards that I'd let you get away with that last time. But you were struggling. It was such a hard fight that I wasn't too worried about it. But yes, it...
Personally, I would, because then... Otherwise, you're giving them essentially freebies in and out to like dart in and out and not take damage. Yeah, and that absolutely. There comes a point where that's a little too much. Yeah. But that's just me.
No, I agree. It's what I should have done last time, but I forgot. And honestly, you needed all the help you could get at that point. So this time. So yes, so you can. So basically, Darius can do that, but they will get an opportunity attack on them if they move out again. Which you'd have to do because you can't end up in the same space as another character at the end of the turn.
All right. And disengage. That allows me to get out without a...
That's an action. Disengage is an action, so you can't have an attack and also a disengage in the same turn.
Unless you're using the key to use disengage as a bonus action. I think monks get that.
Oh, okay.
And rogues get cunning action where they can disengage as a bonus. There's a couple of variations, but usually it's an action. Yeah.
Okay, so if you can use a key point to do that, then that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
Okay.
10, 15, 20, right there. Okay. And, I'm on the wrong window. That would help. Okay.
That's a hit.
Oh, nice. Get to the right. Okay. And that is Discord. That is 4 bludgeoning.
Okay.
Okay. And then bonus action, spend the key to disengage.
All right.
The step of the wind.
All right. And where are you disengaging to?
I am disengaging right to above Cathar.
Cathra. Okay. So you're standing on the table, essentially, if you're doing that.
No,
then.
I'm
you're moving up there. Okay. All right. So, Cathra, you are finally up.
Yeah, okay. I would like to finally get to rage. And in my rage, I will attack with my great axe.
Okay.
And I will... Oh, why not? I will use Reckless Attack, so I get advantage.
Okay.
Which means that I get advantage during my turn, and they get advantage against me during their turn.
Okay.
Or till the beginning of my next turn, mm-hmm. I think it is. Okay. So, Great Axe, here we go. We're going to add 2 to this damage if I hit. 14.
That is a hit. Yep, that matches their armor class.
All right. All right, so 15, and then we're... Ooh, max damage. And then we're actually adding 2 to that for rage.
Right.
So that is 17 slashing damage. Because I don't play, and apparently I rolled a 12 on a 12, so that's pretty good.
Well, so it is looking decidedly worse for wear. There are bits of, there are cuts and slashes all over its arms, but it is still just about holding in place. And it is the Grick's turn, and again, you are directly in front of it, so it is going to take its attack against Kathra.
I am going to use my reaction to put in a fighting style protection, so that attack against Kathra will have disadvantage. I just put my shield in the way to add a little bit of blocking.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so you don't...
Which would cancel out my advantage,
yes.
So...
That's very, very, very good tactical play there.
How very paladin of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It was about time.
Okay, I'm just trying to work out what to do because it would have had advantage. And then you put something up to give it disadvantage.
Just
yeah.
A straight.
So it becomes,
just a
yeah,
straight
the
cast up
becomes a straight roll, in which case that's a hit.
Curses.
It hits anyway.
8 points of slashing damage.
I take 4. All right.
And then it follows up with a beak attack.
Oh, good.
Which is a critical.
All right. So that is 10 piercing, which means I take 5.
Okay.
Thank you, rage.
It's lovely to be a barbarian once in a while.
I love it.
Okay, Semyon, you're off again.
Yeah, as its beak comes out and grabs Kathra, I just go, "That's rude," and come down on its head. With a 16.
That's a hit.
And 8 bludgeoning damage, right in the tentacles.
with a scream that I won't do because it seems to bugger up my recording, the creature's tentacles wave in the air and it goes, and it shrivels up and collapses and is down. Congratulations. It is deaded.
I step back just in case Kathra's still feeling a bit angsty.
As I come down out of my rage, it's like that thing when like adrenaline was really, really pumping you and then you like slow down and suddenly you're like really tired. And she's just like, oh, okay.
Like a penguin with the meat shakes.
What is that reference?
I have no idea.
What?
So, turns out that when baby penguins have eaten a lot, their metabolism goes through the roof and their adrenaline surges and they start shaking. And it's very cute. Oh, I suspect it's the fish shakes, really.
Nice.
I think we just found the title of this episode.
The meat shakes.
The meat shakes, yeah. Okay, so other than the dead and shriveled creature, this alcove is, alas, empty.
Okay, was there another alcove to the south?
There is an exit to the south.
And I'm just standing beside it there. Is there anybody in the corridor?
Where are you?
I'm here.
You no, it's just sort of one, it's just 10 foot and then it does an immediate turn to the left.
Okay.
Do we want to go that way or do we want to... So the other direction was the one that joined up with where we were attacking or being attacked by Thor.
Yeah.
So we've already been there.
So we've already been there.
Yeah, we've already been there.
Well, let's... Should we go here?
There. Survive that.
Just.
Okay, meat shake, meat shield. Are you still taking the lead or you want me to take over for a bit?
Well, I'm not feeling great, but I can go first if you want me to.
No, that's okay. I'll take one for the team.
All right, I'll be behind you. Don't worry.
Yeah, Still a little bit worried.
I'll try not to hit you with my javelin when I throw it at something.
Okay,
so I am also out of rages as a note. Like that was it for me. Oh, that's still breath.
That's okay.
Okay, Semyon, as you move into that square you've just moved, you will see sort of out of your peripheral vision, because that's all you have time for, is that it's basically a four-way corridor, so it goes further down to the south. Okay. Sorry, so at the bottom of the screen. In fact, in all directions, here. So there are a set of steps coming down to your left, another bit of corridor to your right, and a couple, little bit more corridors going down towards the bottom of the screen. There are also...
There are also ...
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
I'm revealing them.
Okay. Does anyone have a really big ball of string?
Wow.
I'm just thinking we should start keeping a track of where we're going.
I have rope. Thing real.
Do we think we need to do that? Or is... I think we're in amazing twisty passages that are all alike.
Is that what I think it is?
That depends on what you think they are, Semyon.
Great. This will be great. None of our people can see these guys. Great.
So you can see some hideous creatures that don't resemble any of your party members. So they're not that sort of hideous creatures. Oh, that was rude. I'm sorry.
Good. Taking one for the team. Taking one for the team.
Right. So I'm afraid it is now initiative time once again.
Oh, much nicer.
Hey, there we go. That's an 18 for me this time.
Oh, and my turn. My turn to be at the back. Ooh,
why does the person at the front always get?
Eventually, this will be smooth as butter.
Of course they go first.
Oh, of course they do.
Has that just come up with one?
I can see two, dear. One has 20 and one has 15.
Mm-hmm. There we go. We've got two now.
Great. I'm really glad that they all rolled a 15 or above. Super good. We're really happy about that.
There's more than two. Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Because I can see them. There's another one at the end of the corridor, and I think there's one sticking out there.
Right. Well, there's only two that can get at you in this space at the moment. You'll be delighted to hear.
Yes.
The first attack is, I'm afraid that it does mean that you're the only one that's in reach at all. So.
Yep.
Can I attack this one over to the right in melee where I am?
No, because there's a wall in the way.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a wall here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so.
Well.
sorry, you're here. Beg your pardon. I'd have to say I think that wall is probably in your way there.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure I knew.
Okay. So, first attack is going to be against Semyon. So 11, sorry. I assume
hell no.
That's a miss. And followed by another 12. Okay, so you are good for the moment.
Still no. Excellent. In which case, I will do that.
So what have you just done? I can't see.
I just hit him with my flail, or I tried to hit him with my flail. Does a 10 hit?
No.
It's not your turn yet.
Is it not?
No.
I thought you just said it was my turn. Okay.
No,
oh, no, it's not my turn yet.
It's your turn to be attacked.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
In the long tradition of this party, you are in the front line and you are going well at the at the end of the initiative.
Oh, no, I think I lost.
Yeah, but close.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a sec. We might have to... what have I done? I think I might have had the wrong character sheet open.
Yeah, those are ghouls, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not quite sure what happened there. I think I might have just switched to the wrong screen. That was right, actually. You just don't have the extra poisoning thing that ghasts have to look forward to.
Oh, good.
Okay, so, Cathra, you are up.
Okay. Can I, like throw a hand axe or a javelin at the one that's like directly in front of me?
Yeah, you should be able to. So I think anything like that can go through a friendly square, can't it?
As long as I duck.
Yeah, I feel like a hand axe is a little bit easier to maneuver in this sort of situation. Okay. They're the same amount of damage, but okay. So I will throw a hand axe.
So this one.
Yeah. Okay. This guy. And I'm not raging, so it's just whatever.
That is very definitely a hit.
I don't have advantage, but it's the first one anyway. Okay. So it's a dirty 20, and that is 8 slashing damage with my thrown hand axe. And okay. I will... I'm definitely clogging up this hallway right now so that nobody can really do anything. But if I go here, that's 2 opportunities. I'll just do it. So I pass through there.
Okay.
And I'll take the 2 opportunity attacks if they're going to do them.
All right.
Because there's no other way we're going to be able to do this.
You can always back up.
That is a 16.
That's a hit. So that's 9 piercing. So I'm almost... Yeah. Let's see if this next one hits. Because if it hits, I'm down.
And the second one is a 10.
It does not hit. 10 does not hit. Whew. Okay. Whew. All right.
All right. So, Darius, you are up.
Okay. Let's see. Move here.
Fighting in a confined space.
Okay. Crap, because I'm going to be in the same position. Well, I can get back into the dining room if need be. So, I am going to crossbow the ghoul. That one, yes. Thank you.
I know how to do it. I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Just remember to announce dice rolls for the listener.
Yeah, 13.
13 is a hit.
Okay. 6 points of piercing.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to pull back into the dining room. 10, 15, 20, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Aramon, you're up.
All right. We're going to go ahead and move here. All right. And then go ahead and launch a firebolt at them.
Okay.
Does an 11 hit?
It does not.
All right. And then I will move back into the dining room.
Okay. Okay. So ghoul number 2 is now going to take its attack on Semyon.
Phew.
That is a 4, so I'm assuming that will be a miss. And take its second attack is a, a 5. So, yes, you seem to have escaped once again, Semyon. Seem to be the luckiest paladin in Christendom at the moment.
I'm not in Christendom. What are you talking about?
This is Christendom. Something's gone very, very, very wrong.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Semyon, you are now actually up.
It's my turn. Okay.
It is.
So the clutter is a problem at the moment, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I am making a strength athletics check.
Uh-huh.
And I would like you to make either a strength athletics check or a dexterity check. And whichever of us gets higher, if I get higher, I'm pushing this guy down 5 feet down the hall. Okay?
Okay.
Is everyone okay with me doing that?
Go for it.
Okay. Yes.
I'd say that's a strength check.
Okay. You've got 21 to beat.
Ooh.
Ew. Right. So I'm basically just pushing you down the hall. Okay.
Okay. Did you actually see a roll from me?
Yeah.
I can't see it.
I see it right above.
No, sorry, there it is. Yeah, big
it's a 5.
Okay, yeah, no problem there at all.
Okay.
So you're pushing him to the end of the corridor.
Pushing him down towards the other guy at the end of the corridor.
This one?
This one.
Oh, that one. Okay, sorry. Let me move that one back. Uh-huh. Basically, just moving one space because that's all there's really to do. Okay, was that your move?
That was my action. I do not have... a bonus attack of any kind at the moment, so that's me for now.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you will get an opportunity attack from the other ghoul because you moved out of...
Did I? Okay.
Yeah, so you've moved... Oh, no, sorry, that's still...
I'm still within 5 feet of him, so I shouldn't...
Yeah. Yeah, so no, you should be okay because you're still within its range. Okay, fine. Marmoset, you are up.
Okay, so I'm going to come here so I can see what on earth is going on. Yeah, it's going to be longbow against this first guy here, which I still haven't worked out how to hit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That is a very definite hit.
Okay. I'm marking him as my quarry. So I do that much.
That was a 25, by the way.
Yes, I'm guessing that hitted.
9 piercing damage. Whatever you do next is totally irrelevant because with a cry and a... the first ghoul is down.
Strike.
Okay. Excellent.
And you can now clearly see behind it the second ghoul.
Yes.
Yes.
And what I'm just going to do is we've come to the end of that round. I'm going to roll that ghoul's initiative and...
Oh, of course.
We'll sort it. Okay, so, Kathra, you're up.
Okay. Well, I'm suddenly in the position of maybe having to take more attacks from these guys, and I'm not thrilled about that. But I'll throw a javelin at this ghoul right here.
Okay.
Not the greatest idea I've ever had in my life, but 14.
That is a hit.
All right. So then I do another 5 piercing damage to this guy. Okay. And I'm actually going to back. Well, no, I'll stay where I am. That's fine. That's it for me.
Okay. So ghoul number 2 is going to move 1 step closer to poor Semyon. It just has victim written all over his head. So take its first attack, and that is a 17.
What? No, actually.
No, okay.
No.
And then it is going to take a second attack, and 17 again, so that's also going to be a miss. You are.
Is that all you got?
Lucky, what's it?
I shouted at the ghoul, is that all you got? And then I shouted over my shoulder, I really didn't think this through.
Okay, so Ehrman, you are up.
All right, so I'm going to move in and, well, I have no idea. So anyway, let me see here. This one was the one that was at the end of the corridor, right?
Which one?
This one right here.
Right, okay, yes. Well, it's not quite at the end of the corridor now.
Right, okay. Well, I will go ahead and launch a firebolt at him,
okay.
Because technically I have no idea about the guy who's next to me, because I...
Only, well, you won't know about it if you've got terrible peripheral vision, but I think you'd be able to see it from there. You should know it's there, because right. Kathra's just attacked it, so if you wanted to attack that one, you would absolutely could.
Actually, you know what? Okay, I actually will, but it's not going to be casting because we're in melee. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hit him with my hammer.
Okay.
So 13.
13 is a hit.
Okay. And he will take 5 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. He is still fairly solidly in place.
And... I feel like it'll be dangerous for me to move, but I need to anyway, so that way Kathra can do her thing. Okay. So I'll attempt to move back this way.
Okay, well, it will take an opportunity attack.
And that will hit.
17 hits, so that is 9 points of piercing damage.
Okay. And let's see here, that'll make me yell, owie! As that hurt a lot.
Right. Okay, Darius, you are up. You are back.
Yes. Okay, so 5, 10, 15, 20. And I am going to attack this guy right next to me.
Okay.
Unarmed attack. So, nope, 6.
No, that's a 6, and that is a miss, I'm afraid.
Okay, I will back up 10 feet to the steps to give Kathra her space. If he gets an attack of opportunity, that's fine.
No, you won't get an attack of opportunity because it only gets one reaction. It's already had an attack of
opportunity. Okay, all right, it's already had. Okay, all right.
Right. About against Ehrman.
Okay.
Okay, so it is now that ghoul's attack. So it is going to move forward one square. And I think I'm going to say that is... Where's my thingy? So I'm going to roll a d6. 1 to 2, Marmoset. 3 to 4, Cathra. 5 to 6, Semyon.
I can't type.
Semyon. And unfortunately, it will also have advantage because you are surrounded.
A paladin between two ghouls.
Time to break out the big guns, I'm telling you. Oh, that's a hit.
That's an 18. 11 piercing damage. Yes.
Ooh, that's not good.
I'm just going to double check something. Bear with me. Okay, I think I've been playing it slightly wrong, but I don't think it's affected anybody yet. But tell me if you have. I think it can either have a bite or a claw attack. It can't have both. It doesn't get two attacks. So was anybody hit by a second attack?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody was.
I was hit by two opportunity attacks, not... Yeah, so...
No, okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, apologies for that. I just realised that it didn't explicitly say it had. So it's like it's got two weapons. Okay, so that was Semyon. That was the ghoul. It is now Semyon's turn.
It's now my turn. Okay, like I said, I'm hoping I get a chance to break out the big guns this round. I am doing this, which is a flail attack, which has missed.
Against which one?
The one that's right in front of me, but that's missed anyway, so... It doesn't really matter.
Okay, that was an 8, yes. And that's a miss.
Oh, this is not good.
Nope. Okay, I don't think there's an awful lot else you can do at the moment. Okay, so Marmoset, it's back to your turn.
Okay, so I've got cure wounds. Does anyone desperately, desperately need it? Or shall I take advantage of the fact that I'm flanking with Semyon to try and do some damage to the one that's in the middle of us. Cathra, preference? How dead were you?
Well, the only person you can reach without moving, dear, is...
No, I've got... My cure wounds is not a lay on hands thing. It has a whatnot, a circumference.
Yeah.
It's a 5-foot touch.
You have to be
in melee with the person.
Ehrman is actually the only one you can reach without moving.
Yeah.
Unless you can put your hand through walls, which I don't think is...
Okay, well, in that case, folks, I shall do the longbow.
Okay.
Some days this longbow...
We're against, going... but against the one directly
against you. The one that I've got advantage with.
Okay. Roll them, roll them.
What did that give us? Oh, 28.
That is a critical.
Nice.
Marvellous. Oh, and I... By the way, this one is now my quarry. Because I've got an hour on this spell, so that's 8 damaging plus. I think I got it set up that I can hit it as a thingy. Just give me.
You double your
It's a 1d6.
Yeah, but you get it twice because you crit.
Oh, do I? Are we doing that?
Hasn't automatically worked that out? No. Okay.
It hasn't. So that was a. But then it doesn't know that I.
To be honest, that's a moot point because 8 plus 14, again, with a scream and a... that ghoul is down. But also that does mean I'm going to roll initiative for the other one around the corner.
Oh, I can just see a little glow now that I think about it. Couldn't see that before. Oh, God.
Right, so he will attack. Oh, in fact, he will get the next attack because we've just come to the end of the round. Okay, so we're top of the turn again, and it's Nugul. Okay, to here. And again, 1, 2 for Marmoset, 3, 4 for Cathra, 5, 6 Ehrman. I'm sorry, Aramon. Sorry. Not Aramon, Semyon. Sorry, Semyon. It's you again.
You're going to have to change your aftershave.
This is starting to feel personal.
I mean, as the person standing over here with 3 HP and no way to heal myself, I'm real happy about how this is working out.
I'm not.
That's a 20.
And I'm down.
You're down. Yeah. Okay. So Semyon is down.
First it's ghosts, now it's ghouls. Next we need goblins.
And the other one was a Grick. Ghosts, ghouls, Gricks, and goblins. That this might work.
But are we going to get long leggedy beasties?
Ghoulies and geese. No. Things that go in the night. Okay, Cathra, you are up.
Talking of things that go in the night.
I say, all right, time to go to work. And I do the great axe.
Okay. That's a 23 is very
23, yeah. Hit. Okay, so that's going to be 15 slashing damage, max damage. Woo!
Whoa, very good.
This is what barbarians are for.
He's looking decidedly with the worse for wear, but still standing.
And I say, that one's for you, Semyon.
Oh, sweet. I think she's a bit sweet on you, Semyon.
No, just tanks in general. Thank you.
Well, you're sweet on all tanks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. Darius,
Semyon,
you're up.
Does not respond.
Okay, so from where I am, really can't do much else other than reload the crossbow and fire.
Okay. Over my shoulder.
Okay. Yeah, over your shoulder.
That's a miss.
No, that's an eight.
Eight is a miss. Okay, so Ehriman, you are now up.
Okay. So I'm going to... This is going to be interesting.
Come and stand on my shoulders, thwack it, and step backwards.
That's the plan. So if we go here. Mm-hmm. I will slap him again with my hammer. Mm-hmm. 17 hits.
That is a hit.
All right.
Yep, that's 17.
Six bludgeoning damage.
Six bludgeoning damage. It is weaving on its feet, half falling apart, but it is just about still standing.
And then I will move over here after diet watering the monster.
Right, in which case you will get, we're in another round, so you will get an opportunity attack.
Yeah, I know. This is going to be great.
Nine, I would guess, is a miss.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yay.
Okay. It is now this ghoul's turn. Now, obviously, there's not an awful lot it can do from where it is at the moment. So its own buddy is blocking the corridor, so it's just going to move one closer, and that's about all it's going to be able to do. Not without a... Yeah. There would be somewhat of a detour for it to get to you. So it's just going to move up that space. Semyon is currently unconscious. So, Marmoset, it is over to you.
Death saving throw?
Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. Death saving throw. Thank you.
No.
That's four. A four.
No. Okay. You can thank Chaos. You can thank Chaos for reminding me later. Okay.
And even though it's right next to me, my longbow is still my best thing, and I'll do the one that's closest.
Okay. 23, that is very definitely a hit. Doesn't matter what you roll, it had one hit point left. So, okay. Again, and it collapses onto the ground.
Hey, can I say I marked that one as my quarry as well?
Yeah, each of them has been your quarry at some point or another.
Each of them has been my quarry, but I haven't got to really use my hunter's mark, so I'm pretty much dead anyway.
Okay. So we're back okay. To the top of the turn, and Cathra, it is your turn. There is one ghoul still standing.
Okay. All right.
I'm still standing after Ghoul this time.
Sorry.
Alton is shaking his head in approval.
You know what? I will great axe again, man. Like,
okay.
I'll get right on up into melee. This is a poor decision. That's okay. Right. There's a couple turns before he goes. All right. I will attack with the great axe and okay. really hope that you guys bring this guy down before his turn. let's see. To hit, that is a 19.
A 19 is a hit, for sure.
And damage, 7. Not great, but it'll, whatever. 7 slashing damage to this
guy. Okay. All right. He's still standing, and Darius, you're up.
Okay. Well, I really can't do anything.
I can't do anything for
from dear. Anything.
25, 30. That way. Well, unless it's, of course, the move in, attack, move out. That's pretty much it. Can't do is move into Catherine's space and then attack. And then get out, take the opportunity.
Okay.
There. Right. Unarmed strike. 15.
15 is a hit.
6 points.
Okay.
And then move there.
It is starting to look rather the worst of for wear, but still standing. Mm-hmm. But yes, you will get an opportunity.
Okay. Are you not taking both your attacks, though?
Oh, yeah, I do get that bonus. Well, actually, also, I could spend the key and take Flurry of Blows.
Ah.
So that's 2 more. Okay, 23 and 16. Okay.
23 and 16, they both hit.
Hit, and so that is another 7 on top.
Okay, it is... I was going to say it's bleeding profusely, but it's a ghoul, so green, it's probably not. So it's
ectoplasming.
It's leaking ichor all over the place. Ichor. It is still just about standing. I would assume a 6 is
a 6, and yeah, that's a whiff.
Okay, you're safe for the moment, but it is the ghoul's actual attack,
is it?
So, is it? No, I beg your pardon. It's I've lost track. Well, who's that? That was Darius. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Eremon.
Darius.
Okay, so with that, I'll move over here and I will launch a firebolt at it.
Mm-hmm.
And 26 hits.
That is very definitely a hit.
And you'll take 2 damage.
And 2 damage is just enough to bring it down. What does it look like as you firebolt it to death?
As I release the firebolt, the way that I'll release it is if I'm like flicking it off my hand, It hits and starts off just like as a little bead. And then, like, cartoonishly, like, engulfs him.
And the last ghoul is down, and you are out of combat. Ooh, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
Well done. You actually handled that pretty well. All right. So, you have defeated the ghouls, but one of you is down.
Somebody take care of Simeon.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Cure Wounds. Hang on, I think I need to sort of move a little bit further forward. Mm-hmm. If I'm here, I'm pretty sure I can cast Wounds and divvy the points between Simeon and Cathra.
Can you do that with Cure Wounds?
Yeah.
You just target one creature.
Yep. I can target more than one.
Okay, all right. I thought that was just for Lay on Hands.
Let me double check. I should really get the thingy out, shouldn't I?
There's a mass cure wound spell, but that's like level 4 or 5.
Oh, maybe I was reading ahead, but let me just double check. You're right, it's a creature.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right, sorry about that. Okay, in that case, do we need to stabilise Simeon? Because I've got my healer's kit as well.
Well, if you cure wounds on him, I think stabilization comes out of the box with it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, but what I'm thinking is if I stabilize him and use cure wounds on Cathra, What does it then take for him to come back?
A rest.
He just needs time to wake up.
Okay. So let me just... Sorry, I'm still navigating my way around these spells and things. Cool wounds. Excuse me. Oh, well, somebody else could pick up the... my healer's kit is available for somebody else to use. Let's do it that way.
It doesn't matter. You're not in combat,
we're not in combat, so we don't really have to stop and count.
No.
Okay, so one use of healer's kit on Semyon, which I was keeping a note of somewhere, and I'm not quite sure where I was doing that. Anyway, I've used two of them. Mm-hmm. I've got the pen that's a light as well, so that confuses me.
What have you got in your hand, Josh?
Oh, it's a little stick that went to like a balloon that my daughter had.
Oh, it looks like you're about to start conducting us for a second.
All right. So my heal wounds is... Whoa-ho! Cathra, have 10 points of healing back. Have 10 hit points back. Oh, yes, look, I've got a 30-foot range on that.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Well, while she's...
I'm afraid it comes with a faint odor of cheesy feet, but kind of everything.
You know, you can drag it over, like, into your character sheet, right? So you don't have to enter the spell info. You can drag and drop.
No, I don't think I did know that.
Okay. Just so you know, when you're adding spells, that'll make your life a lot easier. If you go to the compendium and search Cure Wounds, it'll pop up and you can just drag it over to the spell page and you don't have to enter anything. It'll copy all the details over correctly, so you never have to worry about what the range is, which Cure Wounds is touch, by the way. Okay. Fun facts.
Okay. So that's what I chose to do in our pause. Anybody else want to do?
Awesome. I will take that 10 HP. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, how are you all...
Actually, in character, it's like, thanks. She's less effusive than I am.
Anybody else want to do anything?
How long is this taking? Is this enough for a short rest?
I was going to say, you probably need to make a call on whether you want to take a rest at this point.
I'm probably going to need to anyway, because I'm hurting as well. Heaton and Semyon is going to need to actually get back up. So we'll probably need to rest somewhere at some point quickly.
Shall we pop back to the dining room, icky though it was, or do we want to pop back to anywhere else for said rest?
Well, I was thinking if you wanted to take a long rest... Then if you went back to
the well room?
The well room, then there are beds and things.
Does it have like twinkly music and is there some incense we can light?
And I think as long as you have a watch rotation, I think I'm going to say that that's actually a fairly safe spot for you to take a long rest if you wish to at this point.
I could definitely use a break, like, actually going to sleep. I mean that helped a lot, but oof.
It would be good to regenerate that spell slot.
Yes. Okay.
So okay. All right. How heavy is Semyon? Do we have to kind of drag him or throw him over our shoulders?
Whatever's funnier.
I'm sorry. That's just rude question to ask anybody.
Very heavy armor.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why 17 doesn't hit.
Yeah. And don't forget my shield. I'll be very annoyed.
I can carry your shield.
We could wait the like hour or whatever it is for him to wake up to.
No, I think we drag him by his ankles. So I think that's funnier. Do we have any stairs that we can go down where he goes kabump, 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 kabump?
It's funny you should mention that, actually, but if you want to go back...
There are stairs back to the well room.
You have to drag him down some stairs and up some others.
Yeah, there's a lot of stairs.
Yeah, let's do that then.
Okay.
I hold his head up.
I'm dragging by the ankles.
Well, you can't really drag him by the ankles and hold his head up at the same time, so that would be somebody else's problem.
Exactly. I'm doing my bit. Although, to be fair, I'm not going bump, bumpity bump.
So it's just his butt that's
Oh, that's so much better. Thank you.
Head.
Yeah, I'm reasonably strong.
But
actually, in total, you're dragging 222 pounds. Can you actually drag that much?
Well, if somebody takes the other ankle, maybe.
Let's just say between you drag him. I don't think you need to worry about the logistics too much. Only for humorous purposes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, so we get back to that room. Are we actually going to take our tokens there, or do we just want to like say we did it and say we
There's not really any big advantage to dragging your tokens there and dragging them back again. You might as well.
Just prove that I knew where I was going.
Which is impressive. I honestly was like, somewhere over there.
Okay, is it a short rest or a long rest? Just question.
Right, so...
Long, okay.
Long rest.
All right.
Long rest is what I need to do anything.
Yeah, so is there, if anyone's used any hit dice, I don't think anyone's used any hit dice, have they?
But we get them back.
Yeah, okay, so hit dice, you long rest, you regenerate half of... your available hit dice, or half the ones you've used.
And short rest. Regenerate on long rests?
Yep. Everything regenerates on a long rest, only some things regenerate on short rest. So like for me, for my rage, it's only on a long rest.
Oh, can I pick up my various arrows from my longbow?
How many have you fired?
I'm going to say 6.
I grab my hand axe and javelins too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. I assume you've been able to recover those.
Thank you all. Okay.
Feeling a lot better now.
Your tone tells us so.
You have roses in your cheeks.
I'm feeling a lot better now.
Yeah. This is my happy, healthy voice, guys.
I think you're watching that. I'm feeling very depressed.
Okay, so full hit points and all my keys are back.
Okay. So,
how's that chanting doing?
It's very good, thank you.
I mean, 20 hours. This has got to be some kind of world record or something.
The chanting is continuous. So, you have... a couple of options. You can carry on down the longer corridor. In fact, you've got 3 options from where you are, assuming you don't want to go back the way you came. So there's a set of steps to the left side. There is another turn into a room on the right side, and there's a longer piece of corridor going down.
Let's go look in this room. Oh dear. This doesn't look too happy. I think I'm seeing...
Yeah, this looks interesting, these two little stars.
Okay.
Doesn't bode well.
Hang on, let's leave a space for...
Yeah. Why is my armor all scraped? What did you do?
Good morning, Semyon.
Yeah.
Glad you're all right.
Me too.
Thanks for taking all those hits for me.
The question remains, why is my armor on script?
Well, I don't think it's the rest of the group's responsibility to take care of your armor.
You got hit by a ghoul, dude. What do you expect?
Yeah.
My butt not to be in this condition.
Sorry. Mentally. Yeah.
Is it a flat butt or a bubble butt?
Look, like your like late night twerking escapades are your business alone.
I have no idea what that means.
It's what people did before they did.
I like paladins; they're so innocent. Okay, so back to the clumsy, heavily laboured plot. Another Goon Show reference. I can only apologise. Okay, so you come into this room. The room is festooned with mouldy skeletons that hang from rusty shackles against the walls.
Best Halloween ever!
Spooky skeletons.
A wide alcove in the left wall contains a painted wooden statue carved in the likeness of a gaunt, pale-faced man wearing a voluminous black cloak. His pale left hand resting on the head of a wolf that stands next to him. In his right hand, he holds a smoky grey crystal orb. The room has exits to the west and north.
Hang on, I've forgotten which is west and north.
Yes, I know. I checked that as well. So basically, the way you came in and down to the bottom of the screen, and the chanting can still be heard coming from the west.
Which way is west?
Back the way we came.
This way, down here.
Down?
Down here. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, the left is... Oh, yeah, sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah, down. You are quite correct.
Could you possibly create a little compass rose thing and stick it on the map?
Well...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is a compass rose on the map, but unfortunately not where you can see it.
With dynamic lighting.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. With dynamic lighting, you'd have to keep moving it around, so... Okay. Right, I want to go and inspect without touching these statues. Especially interested in that crystal orby thing.
Okay.
Wait, there's like a dude in this room, right?
No, he's a statue.
Yeah, statue.
Oh, he's a statue. Oh, okay, never mind. I was like, why are we investigating statues if there's like a dude there? Okay, got it.
Yes. Yeah. It's a statue of a dude.
Statue of a dude. And as I say, interested in investigating the orb. So it's a nice crystal thing. Shall I roll nature?
No, I would say that's an arcana roll.
Okay, I rolls arcana. And I get a 12. Can I tell anything about this smoky grey orb thing?
It's a crystal orb. It's worth a little money.
You see, I was hoping to find out if it was rutilated quartz or agate.
It's crystal. But not really anything else I can tell you about that.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and cast Detect Magic.
Okay.
So.
Okay, the orb isn't magical.
What about the statues?
The statue itself is not magical, no.
So Detect Magic is like a big old, it's like a 30-foot radius.
Right.
So it's actually
anything.
It's kind of a pain in the butt for the DM.
Yeah, basically, I have to do some fast thinking. Okay, that counts it being magical or not? I'm going to say that the statue and the orb, although they do not seem to be intrinsically magical themselves, there is a little bit of a glow around them that you kind of feel it's magic adjacent, shall we say. If that helps at all.
No.
You're a paladin. You don't know anything about magic at your level.
All right.
You don't get spells till third level.
No, I've got spells now. Yeah.
Have you? I don't remember getting them second level for Marcus. Okay, must be misremembering. Okay, fine.
Let's see here. So Marmoset, you look to see if the crystal, what type of crystal it was, right?
Well, if there was anything I could tell about, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did I know about this crystal? And the short answer is not an awful lot.
I mean, I could take a closer look at the crystal just to see.
If you've got more than a plus one to your arcana, it might be a good thing.
There we go. But no, you did better.
You don't find any new information about that. That was a 10, by the way.
But yes, that was 10. Horrible 10.
Okay.
I feel like we should take this.
I have a feeling that if we try and take that crystal, something is going to happen and we're going to end up in another fight. So if you want to do that, should we make sure before we start that we are nicely ranged?
Yes.
So what you're thinking is, yes, we could take it, but whoever takes it has the name Simeon.
You might think that I couldn't possibly comment.
Hang on.
But it's an excellent plan.
On the bright side, taking it might help prevent another ritual.
Ooh, good thought.
Because sometimes stuff like that is used for magic or whatever.
Can I do a medicine check on the bodies to see how long they've been here? Are these like bodies that have been stripped down to the bone, or have they rotted to the bone?
They're just bones. They're skeletons.
Right. So they haven't been like kind of scraped clean. They've actually just rotted down to skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You get the impression that they're kind of more, in a bizarre way, decorative than anything else. It's kind of, you know, like teenagers painting their walls black and putting satanic symbols on them.
Okay.
Are they humanoid or?
Yes, they are humans. Okay. Humanoid, yeah.
Okay. I'll take the orb if you guys want. But if I die because of this, I'm haunting you. Okay?
Yeah, sounds fair.
I'll be there with you. Where exactly is the orb?
Up here, I presume.
Yeah. In the big one's hand, I imagine.
Yeah. So where are you all standing?
I'm standing here.
Yeah.
I'm staying where I'm at.
Okay, so...
Are we sure about this?
What's the worst that can happen?
No. Are we sure about anything in this life?
What's the worst that can happen?
So many things.
Oh.
Famous last words.
So many.
I can't think of anything right now, but I'm sure it will probably be bad.
So many things, and I've seen a lot of them.
If anybody wants to move, do it right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I take the orb.
Okay, and the point at which you take the orb. So there are 5 shadowy creatures all surrounding Semyon.
Dang.
So it's those magic words again.
Roll for initiative.
Woohoo! I got 22 this time.
Oh, 7. Yeah.
Wow, brilliant.
That one for Simeon. Brilliant. Did all right. Got a 10.
As a free action, Simeon just stands there looking at the orb and says, I hate you all.
Okay, so, Marmoset, you are up.
So, I am going to attack the one that is between me and Simeon.
Mm-hmm.
With the favoured longbow.
Okay.
And, oh, I'm marking it as my quarry as well. But does an 11 hit it?
An 11 does not hit, I'm afraid.
So that was rubbish.
Yep.
Okay, that's me.
Okay, so it's this shadow next. So who's this? Semyon, isn't it? So it is going to attack Semyon. I'm assuming an 8 is a miss.
That is definitely a miss.
Okay. In that case, I mean, it did have advantage, but that doesn't help because that would just be a 13.
Yep.
Because you are flanked to heaven and above.
Yes.
Okay, Ehriman, you are up.
Okay. I will go ahead and aiming at this one, I will go ahead and firebolts. It's a 14 hit.
14 is a hit.
And does 9 damage.
What type of damage is that?
That is fire damage.
All right. It is still standing. And now it's that one's go. And on to Darius, 3-4 Semyon. Hey, Semyon, guess whose go is? guess who's getting attacked? Sorry. That is a 24.
Uh-huh.
And you take 17 necrotic damage.
Right. And my strength is reduced by 4.
1d4.
1d4, okay.
Your strength is reduced by 2.
2, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, unpleasant.
That'll bring all your weapon mods down
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does indeed.
Mm-hmm. And then it's this one. So who's within range there? So 1, 2, in fact, 1, 2, 3, 4 different people in range, I believe.
I've got a chance.
Yeah. So 1 is Marmoset, 2, Ehriman, 3, Cathra for Marmoset. Mm. And where are you? Sorry. Oh, sorry, I miscounted. So one Marmoset, two Eremon. It's a busy screen and everything's on top of everyone else. One is Marmoset, two is Eremon, three is Semyon, four is Cathra.
Okay.
It's a two, so it is Eremon.
Yay!
Does a 21 hit?
Yes, it does.
Hang on, he's not
flanked. Wait, I'm not being flanked, though.
No, he's not flanked. But okay, does a 19
does hit still.
Okay, that's 5 necrotic damage and 3 points off your strength.
Oh, yay.
These are quite nasty. Oh, will you go away? Sorry, it still keeps on flashing up asking me if I want to turn on Fog of War every time I click on the screen at the moment. That's very strange. I'm going to have to look that up afterwards. Okay, after that slight fun and games, Cathra, you are up.
Okay. Can this monster not be on top of me? can I attack the monster that's annoyingly sharing my space, or what?
I don't see why not. I mean, I'm going to allow you under the circumstances to be able to take a step away from it. That won't provoke an opportunity attack because you're not moving out of its space. So if you want to move a space away from it first, to give you a clear attack.
Okay. I'll move here then. Mm-hmm. All right, so then I will make, I will rage and do an attack with my great axe with advantage because it's flanked, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. Don't even need to use reckless attack.
That's an
18. And double 18s. Yep.
So that's a hit.
All right. Yeah, we are adding 2 to this damage. That is 11 plus 2, so 13 slashing.
Okay.
Damage on that sucker.
It is still up and moving.
And that's it for me.
Okay. And so it is this one's attack now. So, okay. So 1-2 Cathra, 3-4 Semyon. Sorry, Semyon. You are not having a good day today, are you?
The gods hate me.
16.
No.
Okay, that is a miss then.
Ha ha.
And it is your turn.
It is my turn.
No, it's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
Oh, sorry.
It's my turn. I had initiative 7.
Oh, right, okay. You're not
on the list. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like I'm not in here.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. You should be able to add yourself manually.
If I can. I don't know how this thing works.
You should be able to right-click on Darius and hit add turn.
Okay.
And he'll show up in the initiative order. No, I'm talking to Chris. You should be able to right-click on Darius and do that. I don't think he can.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Unarmed attack the one in front of me.
Okay. Which is flanking, so you get advantage.
Yes. Flank. Advantage. 19 hits.
That is a hit.
Okay. All right. Okay. 3 points on that one, and I will spend the key for a flurry on this guy.
Okay, that's a hit for 20. That's a hit.
Six. That's a 6. And one more. Mm-hmm. 13.
13, I think, is indeed a hit, yes.
Okay, and another 5. Okay. So 14 altogether.
Right, and that's on that one. And that one is down.
Woohoo, well done. Oh.
Usual scream. It disappears.
I didn't know we brought a Mankey along with us on this Pokemon journey.
Okay, diss on you for not understanding if this is the North Star reference.
Your volume's gone down again, Darius. Caius.
Fist of the North Star?
It's an anime. Yeah. I have actually seen it, but I don't remember anything about it. It's a long time ago. Okay, so Semyon, now you're up.
Now I'm up. Okay, I have to lay on hands on myself or I'm not going to last the evening. So I'm just dumping the whole
as
lot.
The bishop said to the actress.
Don't. Dirty every time some paladin uses it. That's, every time.
That, yeah.
Absolutely. That is just rude.
Whenever a paladin lays hands on itself,
an angel gets its wings.
But that's your move, isn't it? You can't.
That's all I can do at the moment. Yes.
Okay.
I have no bonus actions. Do I have any bonus action spells? I don't think
so. What's that put your hit points up to?
I'm on 11.
You're on 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the last shadow's turn on this round. So again, 1, 2, Cathra, 3, 4, Semyon. Sigh. Cathra this time.
Oh, that's harsh.
No, well,
no offense, but
You're not flanked, so I assume a 6 would be a miss.
6 does not hit.
Okay.
Macy's not great, but it's not that bad.
Yeah. Right, we're back at the top of the turn again. So, Marmoset, you are up.
Okay, so the one directly in front of me, which is my quarry, with the old longbow. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I am flanking, so a 23, I'm assuming, is a hit.
23 is very definitely a hit.
Okay, so that is 8 piercing damage plus. I'll bother it, sorry. I'll be there in a moment. Plus my, it being my quarry, have another 3. That's 11 points.
That's 11. Okay. It is looking the worse for wear, but still standing. And I think we are over to. So that. Come here. Where is it? Ah, there we go. So that's down. So it's this one's turn, and it's going to have to be Semyon, because Semyon's the only one it can see, because there's a corner there without moving. And if it moved, it would be flanked as well. So, sorry, Semyon, your turn again. 14's a miss, I think.
It's a miss,
it's
yes.
A miss, okay. That one's out. So, Ehriman, it is your go.
All right, I will go ahead and aim at this one.
Okay.
And send a firebolt his way. A 24.
24, that is very definitely a hit.
And he'll take 5 fire damage.
Okay. Okay, so next it is this shadow, and it is going to be 1, 2, Marmoset, 3, 4, Ehriman, 5, 6, Semyon. So, Semyon, you obviously have a particular smell or something.
It's that whopping big target painted on your armour.
23, I'm pretty sure, is a hit. So that's 6 necrotic damage. Uh-huh. And your strength is reduced by a further 1.
Further 1.
What's your strength at now?
It is down to 16. And how much damage was it? 6?
6, yeah.
Yep. Oh.
And now it's this shadow's turn, and sorry, that corner's in the way again, so it's going to have to be you, I'm afraid. But that will be a miss.
That will be a miss.
Breathe out again now, Cathra, it's your turn.
All right. Well, can't do anything for Semyon, but I can wail on this guy. So that's another. This is going to be another great axe with advantage.
Okay.
That's 22.
That's it.
Needed that advantage. All right. Plus 2. So that'll be 6 slashing damage. That is garbage damage.
Okay. Roll. Okay. Darius, you're up.
Okay. Moving down to Semyon. I am going to take this one here that's been in the corner that Ehriman's been smacking on. Okay, so move down to Semyon, take this one in the corner that Ehriman's been smacking on.
Okay.
Attack, since there's no advantage anymore.
Sorry, can you just indicate which one it is, because I've got lost?
This one.
That one, okay, yep.
Crit!
That is okay. A critical.
Yeah, buddy.
So 6 for that one, and for my bonus, another 18.
That's a hit.
Another 6. That's 10. No, that's 12. 12.
12, yep. So that is the third one down, and that one is looking the worse for wear, still just about standing. And Semyon, you are up.
Sorry, which one did you say is just about standing? This one?
That one, yes.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, let's see if I can just about unstand him. I shall do that. Which is, he's flanked as well, but it doesn't really matter.
That is a hit.
Is he still just about standing?
He is not still just about standing. He is not standing at all. Or yep. They. Gender is currently indeterminate.
Indeed. And at that point, I just realized that I do have a bonus action, so I'm actually going to cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay.
So my current armor class is 20.
Excellent. Okay, so it's this shadow's go. I worked out what the problem was, by the way. I had the pan view rather than select move view selected for some reason. Not quite sure how I did that, but there you go. So, 1, 2, Semyon, 3, 4, Cathra. Cathra.
Bring it on.
8, I assume that's a miss.
No. I mean, it's a miss, yeah.
Okay. So we're back to the top of the turn again. So, Marmoset, you're up.
Okay. So I'm going to move here. I'm going to mark this one as my quarry. No, no. This one. Oh, for goodness sake. Well, the one that I'm standing right next to.
Okay.
And once more with the longbow, dear friends. Although I did nearly hit it with my fishing equipment. Right, so I'm assuming that a 22
hit. That is very definitely a hit, a very palpable hit.
That's 6 piercing damage.
Uh-huh.
And then a further 5.
Just a curiosity, what does that count as sort of non-source damage, or does it also count as piercing?
It's force.
It doesn't say.
It's force damage.
It's force damage. Yep. Okay, so that's nice, isn't it? Okay, that one is also down. Well done.
Oh, we're getting there.
Yep.
Does the damage type matter?
It does, yes.
Are they resistant to some?
They are resistant to some damage, yes.
Have we noticed a difference in the damage that we're doing?
Basically, I suppose I should have said this specifically, I guess. So standard non-magical attack, so bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, it's resistant to, same as a lot of undead are. I should have actually pointed that out in the results, but apologies for that. But, to be honest, most of the things that it's not resistant to, you don't have any options on anyway, so. Okay, so it is this shadow, so it's, oh, actually, who's that there? That's Darius, isn't it? Okay, 1, 2, Darius, 3, 4, Semyon. Sorry, Semyon. Oh. Roll 20 doesn't like you. 15?
No.
Oops, hold on a sec. Which one is it? Oh, no, you are flanked. I beg your pardon. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, cause it's got to be in line, isn't it? Okay, in which case, that was a miss. Okay, Ehrman, you were up.
Right. Keep wheeling on the same one here.
Okay. What are you attacking it with?
I'm shooting a firebolt at it.
Okay.
And that is a 22.
That is very definitely a hit.
Doing 6 fire damage.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so again, like most things, it doesn't look as though it's doing quite as much damage as you would expect. It is still standing. And so it's this shadow's go. So again, the only person in range is going to be Semyon. You might consider what using a disengage action might add to your life expectancy. 18.
No.
Oh, yes, of course you've got temporary 20 armor class, haven't you?
Yeah.
How long does that last for?
10 minutes, okay. I think.
Okay. In that case, Cathra, you're up.
Woo-hoo. Finish.
Nice use of Shield of Faith there. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to jump over here. And go with the great axe. I no longer have advantage. So actually, I'm just going to do this as a reckless attack. So I do have advantage. Okay. And that is... It didn't matter anyway, but that's an 18.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All right, we're adding 2. Mm-hmm. So that's another 13 slashing damage.
But again, doesn't seem to do quite as much damage as you would expect. Undead are horrible. I decided. Darius, you're up.
Okay, I'm attacking this shadow right next to me. Mm-hmm. Unarmed attack.
Whoa, critical.
Oh, critical. Yes, okay. Get that out of the way. Sorry, Discord's being an ass. Well, there. Six. Okay. And for my bonus action, an eight's not going to do it.
No. It is looking very shaky, but it is still up. So, Semyon, it is now your turn.
But this is the shaky one.
Yeah. Well, neither of them are looking in their first flush of youth, shall we say. But...
Okay. I'm going full shakes again.
I think that might be inherent for these creatures, that they don't look like the first flush of youth.
Yeah, well, even as shadows. They...
I assume an 18's a hit.
An 18 is indeed a hit, yep.
And, it's counting that, but that's only 7 damage.
Right, and that was this one here, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It is definitely looking like it's had better days now.
Why won't you die?
And we're back to the top of the turn again, so Marmoset, you're up.
Okay, well, I'm now going to make that one my quarry.
Which one?
So the one that is looking very shaky, the top one, as it were.
Yep.
That one. And with my lovely, lovely longbow, I have... no, I'm not counting as flanking or anything, am I? No. So that's 11, I'm guessing, does not hit.
No. Close, but no banana.
Ooh.
Okay, and it is that shadow's go. So 1, 2, Darius, 3, 4, Semyon. Hello, Semyon. I'm not doing this deliberately, I assure you.
Well, I would like to rage.
That's a 9.
Anyway. That's a 9.
And it whiffs.
Welcome to the club, bro.
Well, I think the two of you are fulfilling your roles as tanks very well.
Mm-hmm. Damage soaker, attack blocker.
And Ehriman, you are up again.
Right. Even though it's not doing very much, it's really the best I've got, so... let's go ahead and shoot another firebolt at this one here. And that is a 10.
That's a miss.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. So it's the shadow. So 1, 2. Is that... sorry, all the things are on top of each other. That's Cathar, isn't it? There?
Yeah, that's Cathar.
Yeah, there's nothing on top of me that I know of.
Yeah, but all the... because the scale, all the name things are on top of each other. So it's not always to see what you see. So, yeah. So, 1, 2, Cathra, 3, 4, Semyon. Anyone name bets?
Semyon!
Wow.
Hey, it's Semyon!
I mean...
I really thought that the only one possibly more likely for them to go after than you was potentially me, but they're really anti-paladin.
Uh-huh.
And that's good, because that would have hit me.
That's a miss anyway. You're pretty hard to hit right now. Okay, so Cathra, it's now your turn.
All right. I feel like I just went.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not?
It cuts down quite a lot when you start. Killing.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just go after this one again, and I will continue to make this one reckless.
Okay.
I'll take that advantage. They seem to be attacking Semyon anyway, even though they have advantage. Seems kind of dumb, but I guess they're undead.
But that's a miss anyway.
11 still misses. Yeah.
Yeah. So Darius.
That's all right.
Over to you.
Okay, my turn. An unarmed strike again on that shadow.
Okay.
17.
That's a hit.
Mm-hmm. Hit. That's 3 damage to it.
And it is down.
Down. It is down. Okay.
Doobie doo. Down, down.
Baby, are you down?
Comma, comma.
Down,
down,
okay.
Down, down. Okay.
I can't get in there. And I don't think I can attack from beneath Cathra, yeah. So...
Unless you can climb on the statues. Mm. Attack from the top of the statue.
The statues are not climbable. Well, I suppose you could take them.
Okay.
Of all the characters, I feel like the monk has the best chance of pulling that off. Get in just a yoga pose.
I mean, if you want to climb this...
Move 10 feet behind...
If you wanted to climb the statue, you could, but I'd need to make you do an athletics check.
Okay, I'll do it.
Athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics.
Athletics or acrobatics, beg your pardon.
Oh!
No.
Attempt to climb the statue and it wobbles on its face and you fall back down onto your backside.
Natural one, kids.
That was a critical fail. And on that note,
where do you land?
I assume you're saying I just land right where I am.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to make you land on Ghoul. Sorry, on Shadow.
In ectoplasm.
Slide me. See, I can make Ghostbusters references as well.
Yep.
Not very many, because yep. I think I've only ever seen it twice, maybe. Okay. Semyon, you're up.
The new one's so good.
Oh, for the love of... I failed too.
Oh, boy.
You failed to flail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I am literally flailing.
Two now.
You're critical, miss. You end up trying to attack it, and it just ends up going like, you know, two people who can't fight fighting.
It's like the two people standing in front of each other, like, yeah, you can't take me. Like
that was a critical fail for anybody.
Yep.
Even with a +5, he's flail. He flailed and flailed. Okay, Marmoset, you're up. Top of the turn again.
I'm going to mark the remaining one as my quarry.
Yay.
Try and hit it with the longbow. Yay, 22.
That's a hit.
That's 7 piercing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then hit it with my hunter's mark. And that's 2. So that's 9 in total.
Okay. It is starting to look fairly wavery. The shadow is thinner than it was. It is still just about standing. And Ehriman, you are up.
All right. And let's see. Go ahead and shoot another firebolt at it.
Take us home.
And that is an 11.
That is a miss, I'm afraid. And it is that shadow's turn, so it's the usual 1, 2, Cathra, 3, 4.
Oh, just hit me and be done with it.
I'm scared. I'm almost scared to roll now.
Of course it is.
Yep, Semyon.
Has anybody else but Semyon hitting this?
It really is. The odds on this are
sad. Uncanny.
Which surprises nobody ever.
But that's a miss.
You're lucky that's a mess, too.
Yeah. Mess.
Oh, God.
Uncanny.
Catherine, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to take my reckless, get that advantage.
Okay.
Try and take this home. I'm just glad that Ehriman didn't get another killing blow.
That's a hit.
That's a 15.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, only 6... slashing damage.
It is down.
Oh, yeah!
The last of the shadows wavers and then disappears. Woo! You actually did pretty well in that one, given there were 5 of them. They didn't do as much to you as I was concerned they might be, or looking forward to, depending on who.
Kept missing. Yeah.
And what exactly is wrong with me getting the killing blow?
It's just murder jealousy. Don't worry about it.
I just meant that you get it like every time. Was all. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you getting it. It was just funny that it happened like several battles. Was all.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
So a couple of you lost a bit of strength.
Oh yeah.
So Semyon, you're definitely down, aren't you?
Not as much as I could have been, but yes.
So we could have a short rest, and then your strength would come back up again.
Yeah.
It would if you wanted to take a short rest at this point.
Yeah. Should we
do that?
Okay. Okay. I'll take a short rest too. That gives me back my key.
Yeah, let's take a short rest.
Okay.
How you feeling there, Semyon? Sounds about right.
He's shaking his hands up into the egg.
They really hate you, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do you think it's the paladin thing? You think that's why they hate you so much?
I don't know. I look down at the orb at my feet and go, maybe it's something to do with that thing.
So you now have an orb. It's not magical. It's worth about 25 gold pieces. It could be used as a focus, magical focus, but that's it.
Where are you at for HP there, Semyon?
If we're taking a rest, I've just spent a hit die, and I'll live for a while. I'm kind of holding on to the orb, and I see Ehriman putting his hand up, and I just sort of kind of hold it back for a little bit, then sort of go, that's not bloody good to me anyway, here.
Thank you.
You only have one hit die?
No, I've got two, but I don't want to spend them all yet, just in case.
Okay. So, all you can see in this room, apart from the entrance you came in from, is the other entry to the bottom of the screen.
And which way is the chanting coming from? The bottom of the screen or the left-hand side of the screen?
A bit of both.
Oh, God.
Maybe these lead to the same place.
The more to the left and the more to the south, to the bottom of the screen. So, west and... Mm-hmm. Sort of north and west on the map, both lead to the volume increasing slightly.
Yeah, let's do that.
So should we just go at the bottom door
and
be done with
it? All right. Here's a door.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So there is a door. So
there's a door.
Are you going through first, Marmoset?
Why not?
Have fun with that longbow.
Are you going through first, Marmoset? Okay. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. I have more than just a longbow. Yeah.
Okay. At the point that you touch the door, you kind of feel your hand get slightly stuck to
it. Oh, boy.
And can you actually move yourself back a moment, dear? Because I can't address the
there we go.
The thing. It's the moment you've been looking forward to, dear.
It's something with a purple tongue.
The mimic.
It's something with a purple tongue and teeth and disguised itself as a
door mimic!
It's a mimic. Hurrah.
My first mimic.
Good. Combat heavy, so it's quite a good but yes, it is indeed a mimic.
Does that mean I roll initiative or does it just attack me and snap my hand?
That.
Is it taking up that space?
It is taking up that door, basically. So there is no real door, there is just the mimic.
So I'm actually sort of in this space, but there's not quite room for me to physically be there.
Yeah, am I in melee range or no?
No.
Where I am.
You're a step away from it.
So
so it gets a surprise attack on you. And it is going to do a pseudopod.
Oh, I say.
So it does... I assume a 20 hits.
It does.
And that is 5 bludgeoning.
Good grief.
Right.
And now let us all
roll for initiative. Good grief. I better put my armor class back.
Oh, yes, it's probably a good idea.
17.
I do get
Do you get the adhesive thing or no?
I think. Yes, if the mimic is in object form.
Yep. Let me watch it. Yep, so you are grappled by it. So you need to do when it comes to your turn, you'll need to do a strength check, I think. Yep. A strength check at disadvantage to pull away from it.
Mm.
So you need to, but can you just move yourself back into the space again, love?
What?
Because you're back there. There we go. Thank you. So in the normal run of things, Ehriman, it is your turn to go first.
All right. I'm assuming I hear, someone scream or something. So I will move into this spot here. Mm-hmm. And then I will aim my tried and true firebolt at the mimic.
Okay.
The 21.
That is very definitely a hit.
All right. And he'll take 2 fire damage. And then I'll move back into this spot right here.
Right. Okay. Right. So it's the mimic's turn. And obviously it's going to continue to do its pseudopod attacks against itself. That 19, I assume that's a hit.
Yes.
So that's another 4 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And Darius, you're up.
Okay, I can get here and light crossbow.
Okay.
16?
That's a hit.
6 damage.
Okay.
Okay, and move here next to Ehriman.
All right. Yep, so it's taken a bit of damage, but it's still looking fairly healthy at this point. Marmoset, it's your turn. I need you to make a strength roll, please.
Not a strength saving roll?
No, just a strength roll. That is absolutely fine. You manage to disengage your hand from the stickiness of the mimic.
Right.
And you can now take your turn.
I can now attack the thing, which I will mark it as my quarry. Oh, hang on. No, I can't. Oh, no, we're still within the same hour, aren't we? I mean, when does...
No, because you took a short rest.
No, we took a short rest. Does spells regenerate in short rest?
Depends on your class. Rangers don't.
Rangers don't.
Warlocks do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Rangers don't. So it's not going to be my quarry. I am going to, given the shortness of the quarters, I'm going to use my quarterstaff.
That is a hit.
Excellent.
24, by the way.
And it does 10 bludgeoning damage.
10 bludgeoning damage. Very nice. It is still upright and looking fairly healthy and cross in the way that only mimics manage to look cross. I'll tell you what, I'm so tempted when I edit this to add the mimic sound from Dark Souls games onto the background of this, because it's a really creepy sound. Anyway, Simeon, you're up.
I'm up and the corridor is completely full of people, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. So, yeah. I mean, we can't even see if there's a room beyond that or if it's another corridor. So I don't even know if I can go around. Tell you what, I have like a straight line between me and the mimic.
Mm-hmm.
Can I toss a javelin through there?
No, I don't think you can. Because of where it is, that corner of the room is going to get in your way.
Uh-huh.
I would suggest.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can make my way around.
Yeah.
To attack it from behind.
I mean, what I'll say actually is you could do it from there, but given how close that is, I think you'd have to take it at disadvantage.
You could either do disadvantage or you could give the mimic cover, so then it would get a bonus to AC. If you consider it half cover, it's +2. If you consider it 3/4, it's +5.
Yeah.
You can go kind of either way.
Disadvantage or cover. Actually, cover half cover is probably better. So, yeah, we can assume that it's armor classes, a couple more. So it's up to you whether you want to do that or not.
No. I'll lose a round that way. Mm-hmm. Oh, stuff it. Right. So I'm just hitting against a higher target, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 17.
And that is comfortably a hit.
Oh, sweet. 9 piercing damage.
Okay.
Does it look like that damage was effective?
Oh, that damage was definitely effective, yes.
Good.
It is getting very bad-tempered with you now.
Bring it. I've had worse than you.
Mimics are really known for their good tempers, so, you know.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you're kindred spirits.
There's no need for smack talk. Your own team. Coming for you next.
Catherine, it's actually your turn, so if you wanted to knock some sense
into we'll deal with that later. So you said I'm not in melee range. So javelin it is.
No.
Because I've got 4.
Okay.
Javelin. I don't have advantage, sorry,
That is a hit.
All right. I'm not raging, so it's just whatever it says. So 8 piercing damage.
Okay. Very nice.
And that's it for me.
Right. It is starting to look somewhat battered, and it is over to Ehriman.
All right. We're going to do it again. Come back over here.
Do it again. Do it again with magic.
And then fire bolts, 22.
Yeah, that is a comfortable hit.
And it'll do 7 fire damage.
Okay, not bad at all.
But I'll move back.
All right. I can't take 7 away from things at the moment. There we go.
Just take away 10. That'll be fine.
My mass.
That seems like proper rounding.
It is now the mimic's turn, so it's going to take a bite attack against Marmoset. 22, I am assuming, is a hit.
Ouch.
So that is 8 piercing damage and 7 acid damage. So a total of 15.
Oh, dear. I'm down to zero.
Wow. Oh, so you are unconscious.
Yes.
And get in melee range. Huzzah!
It's not.
So excited. I can get in melee range now. This is great.
And Darius, it's your go.
Okay, well, I can get into melee range, so come in here. Do I need to get into that space, or can I be where Cathra is? Or
you need to be in that space.
Space. Okay. All right, unarmed strike on him. Right.
Oh,
24 crit. That's 7 points.
How many crits have you scored?
And spend a key for flurry.
Okay.
What?
Oh, that's another crit.
These are the best.
You need to do no more with a creak and a. The mimic is down.
The mimic. Is down.
Double crit for the win.
I've got to say, I am very impressed, guys. You know, unconscious party member aside, that had 58 hit points, and you took it down in just over 2 rounds.
It can be a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, that was some nice attacks, guys. You did really well on that one. Wow, I was worried.
I would like to look down at Marmoset and try and do a medicine check.
Okay.
See how this goes. I'm not actually good at medicine. But I'm there, and it's what I would do.
I have no idea how that works.
11. Yep. So.
I think it's the same as death saves, where like 11 and above is. Or actually, death saves are 10. You can decide.
I'll just check.
It doesn't. Okay. It would just be stabilizing. It wouldn't be like bring her back.
I mean, the worst comes to the worst. You can borrow her
healer's kit here. Big arrow on my backpack.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Then she's stabilized. Has anybody apart from her got any curing abilities?
Well, I've got my herbalist kit, which I can't use, and I have medicine myself.
Yeah. So she's just taking a nap. It's fine.
To be honest, it's after 8:45 now, and I know that Jane has got a hard stop, so I'm going to suggest that we probably call it a day there.
Okay.
Should we call it a short rest while she comes stabilized so that if people want to do hit dice, they can do it now, or...?
That's entirely up to you guys, if you want to have a short rest at this point.
We have to wait for her to wake up no matter what.
Short rest, so. Get back the key point.
Okay, so do I spend a hit dice to... Yes, spend a hit dice to do a gain some
hit points. Back.
Yeah. So technically somebody who's stabilized wakes up with 1 HP after 1d4 hours. Mm-hmm. So it could be anywhere from 4 hours with 1 HP.
Okay. Do I need to roll the d4, or are we saying we're having the short rest anyway, so we assume I've woken up? Question?
It's entirely up to you guys.
Fine.
I'm okay with a short rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
That tops my key back up.
So I've got one of those, spend one of those, and get back. Oh, hello.
Nice.
Thank you. Yes. I'll take those 10 hit points. So I'm now halfway up.
Yeah. Okay. I think we will call it a day there then.
Right.
Okay. So thanks everybody for listening. So just let everybody I'm going to go in reverse order of what says my screen now. Has everyone had a chance to say cheerio? So Jane?
Hey there, I'm Jane. You can find me on Twitter at SoloDor10, and I have been playing Cather Bitteraxe, your grumpy dwarven barbarian.
Okay, thank you. Josh?
It's really hard.
All right, I'm Josh. You can find me on Twitter at Tasarge. I've been playing Aramon, the Tiefling Sorcerer.
Okay. Victim Johnny. Sorry, Alton. Alton.
Hi, I'm Alton. I am the Sleeping God on Twitter, and tonight I've been playing the Pincushion. Better known as Semyon Anatov, the Reluctant Paladin.
Thank you, Penny.
Hi, I'm Penny Hill. I'm on Twitter as Happy Petsky, and I've been playing Marmoset Quince, who decided to rush in and met their first mimic.
Thank you. And Caius.
I'm Caius Wickersham. You can find me at dtalvinar on Twitter. And I've been playing Darius Talvinar, the human engine of destruction when it comes to shadows and mimics.
And I've been Chris Books on the Hill, your DM. And see you again next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
What further terrors await our heroes in the Death House? Who is doing the chanting, and what do they want from our brave adventurers? Find out in the next episode of Curse of Strahd. Bookzombie presents Curse of Strahd starred Caius as Darius Talvinar, Penny as Marmoset Quince, Jane as Cathra Bitteraxe, Alton as Semyon Anatov, and Josh as Ehriman. The DM was Chris Bookzombie Hill. Music and artwork was by The Sleeping God. This was a Bookzombie Presents production.